Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 328 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 22nd is analyze your relationship with the most significant person in your life, whether that is your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, a parent, a child. What is one small thing you can do today to improve the relationship? As a bonus, at the end of the day, reflect on how the one small thing you did impacted your relationship. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Today I would like to share with you a parable of leadership from an article written for Harvard Business Review by Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. Back in the 3rd century BC, the outbreak of fighting following the collapse of the Qin dynasty had just ended. In its place now stood the Han dynasty, whose emperor, Liu Bang, had consolidated China into a unified empire for the first time. To commemorate the event, Liu Bang had invited high-ranking military and political officials, poets, and teachers to a grand celebration. Among them was Chen Sen, the master to whom Liu Bang had often gone for enlightenment during his campaign to unify China. The celebration was in full swing. A banquet grander than any ever seen was being held. At the center table sat Liu Bang with his 3 heads of staff: Zhao He, who administered the logistics of unification; Han Xin, who organized and led the fighting activity; and Chang Yang, who formulated the diplomatic and political strategies. At another table sat Chen Sen and his 3 disciples. While food was served, speeches given, honors presented, and entertainment performed, all looked on with pride and exhilaration. All except Chen Sen's 3 disciples, who sat awestruck. Only midway through the festivities did they utter their first words. "Master," they remarked, "all is grand, all is befitting, but at the heart of the celebration lies one enigma." Sensing his disciples' hesitation, the master gently encouraged them to continue. "At the central table sits Zhao He," they proceeded. "Zhao He's knowledge of logistics cannot be refuted. Under his administration, the soldiers have always been well-fed and properly armed, whatever the terrain. Next to him is Han Xin. Han Xin's military tactics are beyond reproach. He understands exactly where to ambush the enemy, when to advance and when to retreat. He has won every battle he has led. Last is Chang Yang. Chang Yang sees the dynamics of political and diplomatic relations in his palm. He knows which states to form alliances with, how to gain political favors, and how to corner heads of states into surrendering without battle. This we understand well. What we cannot comprehend is the centerpiece of the table, the emperor himself. Liu Bang cannot claim noble birth, and his knowledge of logistics, fighting, and diplomacy does not equal that of his heads of staff. How is it, then, that he is emperor?" The master smiled and asked his disciples to imagine the wheel of a chariot. "What determines the strength of a wheel in carrying a chariot forward?" he asked. After a moment of reflection, his disciples responded, "Is it not the sturdiness of the spokes, Master?" "But then why is it," he rejoined, "that 2 wheels made of identical spokes differ in strength?" After a moment, the Master continued, "See beyond what is seen. Never forget that a wheel is made not only of spokes, but also of the space between the spokes. Sturdy spokes, poorly placed, make a weak wheel. Whether their full potential is realized depends on the harmony between them. The essence of wheelmaking lies in the craftsman's ability to conceive and create the space that holds and balances the spokes within the wheel.
Think now, who is the craftsman here? A glimmer of moonlight was visible behind the door. Silence reigned until one disciple said, "But Master, how does a craftsman secure the harmony between the spokes?" "Think of sunlight," replied the Master. "The sun nurtures and vitalizes the trees and flowers. It does so by giving away its light. But in the end, in which direction do they all grow?" So it is with a master craftsman like Liu Bang. After placing individuals in positions that fully realize their potential, he secures harmony among them by giving them all credit for their distinctive achievements. And in the end, as the trees and flowers grow toward the giver, the sun, individuals grow toward Liu Bang with devotion. So what does this have to do with today's challenge to do one small thing to improve one of your relationships? One of the small things we can do to lead by serving is to be like the Emperor Liu Bang. He created harmony in his empire by putting people in positions that accentuated their strengths and helped them reach their full potential. And then he gave them all the credit. He did not stand above them, barking orders and managing them. Yet, Liu Bang enjoyed the full devotion of his staff. So how about you? Can you analyze your relationship with the most significant person in your life? What is one small thing that you can do to improve the relationship? How can improving your relationships with the most significant person in your life impact your relationship with others you work with? As teachers and coaches, we often see that the behavior of young people and their ability to form relationships in the classroom or locker room is affected by their home environment. And the same can be true for us. When we are struggling with a relationship with an important person in our life, it can spill over into how we interact with the people in our jobs. But when we focus and commit to developing strong relationships at home, it gives us a model to establish those same types of relationships with the students and athletes who we impact when we grow by 1% and give them a better version of ourselves every day.